show you why I spell.
I said, oh, that's not the potters. I was just down in Manchmurray, had a break on the top. We were speaking last week about Ishaila, about a person who wants to set his clock, his mobile phone, for an alarm clock. Yeah, he wants to set his mobile phone for an alarm clock and to go off, whatever, to wake himself up. So we spoke about a different Ishaila there, very interesting. And we said that Lachar, it's got in the case of Issa. Such a phone has got in the case of Issa. Because it's got another use for it as well. It's got an alarm clock besides the mobile phone that you've got. It's also got a use of an alarm clock. So the Chayra, people are not so mapping about it. So it's not Kiss on Kiss. It's got, it could be better than Kiss on Kiss. But when I said, it's the case like this. That's what we came out with this mobile phone. So we said the Chayra, you'd be able to move it to Sir Kufa Makayori. That's what we came out with last week. The only thing we said was very interesting, and that was that even though it's a Torah from a Komei, there's a problem that sometimes when you move your phone, the bars move. I'm not sure, it's waves or whatever. Sorry?
Reception,
yeah.
Also, the light goes on
somebody walking. Yes, I didn't realize. I can't believe that. Actually, I tried that on my phone. On my phone, it worked even when the phone's off. I switched my whole phone off. And it's on a Nokia, it works. If you switch your phone off, and the alarm sets, it goes. Even though there's nothing on the phone's not working.
Yeah, but there's no bars moving around.
No, line moving, no bars on it. Right, it works, right, so the phone's still working.
Yeah, because when you switch on the phone, you don't have to reset the time. The phone's there, it's all set.
Yeah,
it's all
that happens. You switch on
the phone. That's what I'm saying, so it's all working inside it. It's still working when the phone's switched off.
Still connected.
Still connected, yeah, it's still.
Well, not really, you're not connected.
You're not, your phone's not actually, Al's phone, it's not working, but Al's phone.
I know, that's looking much better. There's no shadow, the bars don't move in such a case, possibly. There's no reception, I don't think it changes reception. But we're talking about when the phone's on. And we said that the Erika Shabbos, was a bit rash, he timed us, it could be a problem with the bars. When the bars are on, moving up and down. We asked the Kasha last week, that Lechera, it's seriously Nichele, not interested at all, Lechera, it's fine, go ahead. Hopefully Shabbos, I'm not sure, I got a point. I went to school with someone on Friday, I'm not Shabbos, and I picked up a pamphlet there, and someone asked the Shaila, it is, very interesting Shaila. Someone had put, let's say the shul here, at the back of the shul there were some hanging hooks. Someone must have been on air with Shabbos, he must have put his carrier bag with the phone inside, with Svarim inside, and he left it on the wall. In the middle of Shabbos, his phone went off. The alarm went off, and it was very, very noisy, disturbing the shul. The question was, can you move that phone?
Take the whole bag out.
Take the whole bag out. What would you say to the other side?
No, because you said it's because the reception, the bars
were
going to move.
Ah, oh, so why is there the problem? By the size of the reception, what about without the reception problem?
You mean
there's Keshmach Melissa? Keshmach Melissa, you're sorry, you need the mock of empty.
You don't need the mock of empty, you don't want it here.
That was not the Keshmach Melissa. That is a big case, is that called Sermon Coma? So last time we did three shots with this, and I said, very good. That's my Mr. Shire. So many possible take on those. That's still called Sermon Coma. It disturbs you where it is. But once you've got a fan blowing on you, and the cold air disturbs you, to tilt the fan the other way is called Sermon Coma. Who had it? You've got a noise in the room disturbing you, and you move it to another place to take it away. That's all right. So then he mentions in the Shire over here, mind what you're saying. He says, Lachoya, what about the problem with the waves, with the reception? Maybe you could use that as a swar over here as well. He's not so happy. Like I said, this box, that swar we mentioned last week, the Chayra, it looks like it's not my pocket freight. This is the thing. The Chayra, the other Shabbos, what we were going with, he doesn't like this business with the phone because of this thing. He says moving the phone is a problem because of the reception, and he doesn't like this actually using this. But if you leave it where it is, if you leave the phone where it is, the Chayra's got a problem and stuff that. Yeah, that's
a good problem because I think a mobile phone, the alarm doesn't go off.
What?
Does it go off?
Yeah.
Does it go off at different time?
Yeah, no, go on.
No, I never used it. I use my.
Some go off for a long time. Some go off for an hour, someone told me.
You can go off for an hour?
Yeah, some go off for an hour.
Every 10 minutes.
Long.
Well, okay, so it doesn't finish. So you're massive, you want to get it out of the room.
Depends if you stay in bed, if I just fall asleep again, if they want it on for a few while, you know what I mean? Yeah, right, absolutely. I'll say, if you don't mind it on, for example, then you've got no problem. If you leave it where it is, there's no problem at all. Slammer, though, to use it, that's an interesting shadow, whether one can move it out. Well, so I'm not so convinced of situation it'll move. I don't know. I have to try it out a bit. I'm not sure it's muchach, like the wave bars are going to change every time you move it. Lo nicha of lo nicha is not mutter. Upsit ratio of rabbonim, even though it's lo nicha, is also still rabbonim. So you have to come up to other say as well. It's kalacha. Yeah, you're not doing all what you have. It's not posh. I must say, it's a good horror. It's a very good horror. This stuff. And the Piscatchus also brings the same thing actually. And at the bottom of Piscatchus, he brings that thing back. It's a third good from a curve. You have to move it out. But he's more at the bottom of the curve. You have an interesting problem about the waves, about the reception. Is there a problem with the reception? That's his horror. Okay, let's move on to this. One other thing we didn't clarify so well over here. And that is, we spoke about halachas of bosses. And we said a boss is, it can only be if you do it with intention. That means a person has to have in mind that he wants something on his base. That means the mosher, for example, let's say I've got a bowl over here, and on Friday nights, the cupboard door opens and some money falls into that bowl. That's not a boss's. I wasn't there, put there, a kavana. That's not called a boss. A boss has to be, it's put, one condition of a boss is it must be put there, a kavana. We said last time with a camera, someone leaves a camera on bed, he wants to take it off. That means the person put it down the bed with a kavana, but he intended to take it off from that place. That's also not called a boss. That's not called a kavana, that's like shochach. That's no din of boss at all in such a case. Yeah, we spoke about that last time. Who I did, if a person, what do you call it, he left something down, but he wants to, he just forgot about it, it's also all these things are not called a boss. The interesting side is, if someone packs a suitcase, for example, and the in this suitcase, he's got all the things, he's got begodim, and he's got most of the things as well on there. Now, he puts everything in position, but the thing is, he's not really putting a mox item on top because he wants it on top. It's just a convenient way of storing it. I mean, he's got an electric computer, for example, and he can't put it at the bottom because it's going to damage, but he wants to put the electric computer on top of the clothes. Does that make the clothes a boss's? No, so many are going to tell him that's not called a boss's, actually. He doesn't really want it. He's not doing it for the bait. He's not doing it. It's just a convenient way of storing things. The case is definitely a boss's, but all the clothes underneath are also a boss's. It could be it's not. Because he's not doing it with carbona, it's just a convenient way. What should we have in the freezer?
He wants the packaging for the...
If he's doing it to salvage it, to protect it, then you're right. Here it's not, it's just boss's a convenient place. The boss in a freezer, you can have something. First, you can have raw fish or raw meat. It happens to be it's standing on top of the chalitz. No, he didn't put it there with carbona. He didn't put it there with carbona. It happens to be when he loaded the freezer. I say, well, it wasn't done with carbona. Let me put some holes.
The handle sticks. You want it on the Shabbos table.
That's much worse, yeah? Unless you want it. Yeah.
How to get around that.
Yeah, here you don't want it with carbona. That's already much better. So that is also interesting. Let's move on to today's very, very interesting chat over here. And this is very negay, actually. That is, muksa is something which is placed on a place for bosses per carbona. It makes the item a boss's. How long must it be on there for to make it a boss's? What's the criteria? What makes it into a boss's?
When Shabbos comes in.
Is it your Shabbos when you're Makabal Shabbos? Or is it the Shabbos of the Zman and the Luach? What does it depend on? So it's an interesting halacha. Let's just go from the beginning of it. This is generally halacha in Hilchos Muksa. In Hilchos Muksa, halacha in Shi and Tess, not... very good. There's nothing to do with the bosses for the time being. In Shin Tess, comes in a few places in Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Shin Tess, see Dalit, it seems the criteria is Ben Hashmoshes. The criteria of Muks is better. Anyone know what else is relevant to Ben Hashmoshes for Shabbos? Not a very important halacha.
Eruv.
I must say, I don't know how this works actually. I remember seeing this once, I said, it's a good shy, huh? Let's say someone's on holiday. But let's say the moshel, Ben Hashmoshes is 9 to 10. See, he wants to make an area, he puts his area down 2,000 miles away from where he is, and nobody can walk to shul. Between 8 and what I say, 9 and 10 ish year, he is Makal Shabbos at 7:30.
Too early.
Is he allowed to use that area to walk? He wants to go from his place in Dhamma to another place, it's Makal at 7:30 in the Shabbos, he wants to walk 2,000 miles for his minyan. Is he allowed to? Do you think it's not even Chal yet? It hasn't even Shabbos. Not Shabbos. The mice, it works. I don't know how it works. I can't really answer how it works. The mice, it works. It's an amazing thing, actually, though. In Muksa, that's clear in Shulchan Aruch, that it has to be an item becomes Muksa. If Bein Hashmoshes, it's Muksa. That means, for example, someone's got some raisins or whatever is drying on the roof, And Benash moshes, they're not roy, they're in the pre-stage of getting, taking absorption out and getting dry. They're not edible. When they dry out, they're being edible. When they're in the middle stage, they're not edible.
In the morning,
they're
edible.
What?
In the morning,
they're edible. Yeah? Is it mucks or not? So the Shulchan says that it depends on Benash moshes. You look at the item, what was it Benash moshes? When Benash moshes came, was the item mucks or not? Was it edible or not? That's what I love the Shulchan Aruch. I say it comes to a few places. Let's just see one over them. Let's take one of them over here. Shin Yud. Where is it? Shin Yud. Shin Yud Siv Gimel. Comes in a few places in Shulchan Aruch, this other. As long as it was Roy Ben Hashmoshes, even later it got ruined, but if it comes back in, it's the criteria is Ben Hashmoshes. That is the criteria. Yeah, that's the halacha. Mux has to be for the duration of Ben Hashmoshes. What about a bosses? What does something have to be a bosses for? I'll give you an example. Let's say now. So now, people have a couple of showers, let's say 7:30. What time down in the street? Let's say 7:15, or 7:00. You come out from shul, and you've got your candlestick tray with the candles on the tray. Is the tray booked, sir?
Yes.
Yeah. Can I put a dollar hatton now on the candlestick tray?
Too late.
Or is it too late? Shabbos.
What? You can't cover Shabbos, I'd imagine not.
Right, but...
So
I'm
before Ben Hashmoshes.
Oh, but it's before Ben Hashmoshes.
You can't do a malacha before Ben Hashmoshes.
Malacha, you put a sweet down your...
Oh, you put a sweet.
You want to put a dobber hetter on the candlestick tray.
Oh, I see.
Are you allowed to put a dobber hetter on the candlestick tray?
Well, Ben Hashmoshes, like you say, prayer should be allowed, yeah?
It should be allowed,
yeah?
Right, that's part one. Now, let's say a person comes back from shul, not shkia, between 8 and 9. He comes over, between 8 and 9. He comes over 8:30. He says, oh, well, I forgot to put a sweet on the
in shkia.
It's between, in the middle of Shkia, Ben Hashmoshes, between 8 and 9 Ben Hashmoshes, he comes at 8:30.
Too late. Your carry doesn't help.
So the good thing you all came, Rabbi Yisai. The halach is, the very interesting child is, according to Mr. Brewer, I read out Loshon of Mr. Brewer here, and Shin Test, he valid. Mr. Brewer, you test. Shin Test is written there. Listen to Mr. Brewer's Loshon. You test. Why can I not find your test here? Shin Tess. Mechnisa Shabbos says the Mishnah says the halacha. It has to be there. The boss is with Mechnisa Shabbos says the Mishnah. We're a hand who calls the man Ben Hashmoshes. In order to make it also, it has to be there the whole of Ben Hashmoshes itself. That means if in the middle of Ben Hashmoshes you put a double hetzer on, it's butter.
It's
again. In order to become a bosses, again, I read that Loshon, your test. Also, if you put something on there to remain the whole of Shabbos coming in, calls the man Ben Hashmoshes. It has to be the whole of Ben Hashmoshes. Who had him? And later, in couple of ways, another one, Siv Cotton Chavzayim, I think it is. Siv Cotton Chavzayim. Let me see a lot in here. Not that I think it's a Mr. Brewer said, where's your problem if the nair fell before Ben Hashmoshes onto it? That's when there's a problem. It's vice versa. If in the middle of Ben Hashmoshes, it doesn't make it to Moksa. So who are din, Lechera, if a person puts a dobber hetzer in the middle of Ben Hashmoshes, he saves it. Yeah, Lechera, how many were they actually? You can save the whole thing.
A few minutes, yeah.
Yeah? As long as you put it down sometime at the few minutes before, I must say it's not so cruel, it looks like Shulchan Aruch. Well, I brought it with the Ramosha Taka says, his Taka says that it's a problem even once it starts at Ben Hashmoshes, it's too late. That's what Ramosha says. Ramosha says, once Ben Hashmoshes has started, and you have your chips. That's it. But the Maisa, Losha Mishabu, says a few times, called Ben Hashmoshes is muscular, and many possibly seem to take on like this actually. That the whole is only if it's not the whole of Ben Hashmoshes. If it's the whole of Ben Hashmoshes, it's the bosses. If you could stop being a bosses, sometimes around, if you put a double hetzer on in the middle of Ben Hashmoshes, and you stop it, you have a hetzer on there, that counteracts the problem, makes it alright. There's a stealer in Hilchos Sukkah, though, that's a bit of a complicated case, and that's talking about a person who wants to have a law for the decorations. So it says there he has to be in tonight. There the Mishnah Berurah says, that's the kasha of the Mishnah Berurah, says there, if it was Bein HaShmoshes, he forgot to make it tonight, he's had it. Looks like you can't make it in the middle. Vendor chips. So what's the answer? That they say is, I think Rav's name, I'm sure his answer will say, that case is different. Most of Machmas Mitzvah is much stricter. But generally, be careful of this actually, in a case of where a person is, what do you call it, a person wants to stop someone becoming a boss, so I'm saying someone comes home from shul, it's very relevant now in the summer, person comes home from shul, right, first of all, many people come home before we're in a washing room. I mean, in the height of summer, the washing room, 11 o'clock is nacht, so she is called to 10. A lot of people are done in 7:30, 8 o'clock. So they come over there well before Bein HaShmoshes. So air is poshet, if you put a dollar heter on the candlestick tree, or whatever it is, you'll stop becoming bosses. You put something on the table, you'll stop the table becoming bosses. And the chiddush is not only that, but even if it's in the middle of Bein HaShmoshes, you can still do it according to many early shittas. Yeah, I didn't have not shiur or Moshe over here. Moshe is very ancient shiur. Moshe said, I haven't got Moshe down here. It's chiddush hay. Put it in the car, don't come on. Very interesting. He says it's like also. He says, I don't understand why he doesn't even bring it's a shadow. The Maestro Prima Gordon's not stopping about this actually. Not sorry. It's funny, the Moshe just says clearly it's also. He doesn't speak about anything about this side of why stopping, not stopping. He just takes a pot of it. Now, if Bein HaShmoshes was in the middle of Bein HaShmoshes, if some part of Bein HaShmoshes was Muksa, then the whole lot becomes Muksa like that. I'm saying the Lashon Rish Ruah must be just twice the Lashon Kol Bein HaShmoshes. I'm saying there's a good mockum to be made in such a case over here that it's not called a bosses if you counteract it. That's another how we shine about how to counteract it. What do you have to put on there? It's a bit of a joke, really.
Diamond ring, you're saying,
you
know? Something valuable.
More value than the flame,
yeah.
You're
both right. The Maestro Mishnah Berurah's Lashon always is. You're both right. It's interesting what you're saying. The Maestro Mishnah Berurah's both right. The Mishnah Berurah's not received the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah's Lashon always is that you have to count out the Shalheves.
That's right.
That is the matter. Shalheves is worth nothing, really. Just don't mean that. Why is a Shalheves? Shalheves is a flame. Why is it not no value? There's nothing there. But he's right. Ham's right. Nowadays, I think possible time, the Maestro, our candlestick trees are, what are they now, our candlestick trees?
It'll be silver.
What?
It'll be silver and the candlesticks. Silver,
but it's a strong kiss.
And the sticks are also silver.
Yeah, so now, the shade, how do you count out the candlestick thing? Yeah. That's much worse. Is it a monetary value you have to work with?
Or
the chashivas, that what's worth more than now for Shabbos.
You can put a siddur on the table or something like that, anything, a torture position. I was sort of okay, you should put it on before you put the
candlestick. Why are you getting that? Why is that, sir?
Then there's no chal there, the buses.
Yeah, really?
That's what brought up, I don't know where.
Then you put it on before you put the candlestick
on. Before you make sure there's torture position, a siddur or something on the table before you put the candlestick on.
On the tip? Oh.
You put it down on the table, actually, before
on
that. Okay, that was the skirt.
Go ahead. I'm not going to do it.